Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate has voted to end debate on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. And as NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, the move sets the stage for Barrett's final confirmation.
In a floor vote mostly along party lines, 51 Senate Republicans advanced President Trump's nominee to fill the seat of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The only Republicans voting against the cloture motion were Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. On Saturday, Murkowski said she would vote against moving the nomination forward procedurally, but would vote to confirm Barrett.
Well, I oppose the process that has led us to this point. I do not hold it against her as an individual who has navigated the gauntlet with grace, skill, and humility.
Barrett's final confirmation vote is expected Monday night. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
Vice President Pence's chief of staff has tested positive for the coronavirus. Pence's office says the vice president tested negative today. And as NPR's Amy Held reports, he's going ahead with his campaign plans.
The vice president's office released a statement late Saturday saying Mark Short is in quarantine and assisting in contact tracing. The vice president and Mrs. Pence both tested negative, but Pence is a close contact with Short. His office says because Pence is considered essential personnel, he will maintain his schedule and keep working, adhering to CDC guidelines, which include remaining masked. Pence has been crisscrossing the country holding campaign rallies. Today he has one scheduled in North Carolina. He's also the head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. And like Trump, who himself was among multiple people in the White House infected weeks ago, Pence has called for opening up the economy. The U.S. is undergoing a record surge in cases. Amy Held, NPR News.
Companies working on coronavirus vaccines say they're making quick progress. Dr. Anthony Fauci said today we're likely to know whether they're safe and effective by early December. In the meantime, the government has contracts with several of the companies. But as NPR's Sydney Lupkin reports, few details are being made available.
The Department of Health and Human Services announced back in August that its vaccine contract with Moderna was worth $1.5 billion. That value is one of the many items redacted from the contract. Overall, there has been a lack of disclosure in federal contracts worth billions with companies involved in COVID vaccines. Still, the Moderna contract contains some previously unknown information. That includes a clause that could allow the government to march in and take control of a drug or vaccine if the manufacturer that received federal funding engages in price gouging, for example. It also includes a list of standard government contracting regulations intended to protect the taxpayer. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
This is NPR. Afghanistan's security forces say they've killed al-Qaeda's second-in-command. Abu Musin al-Masri was also on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list. The Afghan government released a photo of what it claims is al-Masri's corpse. At the Vatican, Pope Francis named several new cardinals today, including the first African-American, Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C., who will be eligible to participate in electing the next pope. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Archbishop Gregory's two predecessors in Washington were both cardinals, but Gregory's promotion is nonetheless historic because no African-American has ever held that position. Gregory is one of 13 priests from around the world chosen to be cardinals. He was appointed Washington Archbishop after serving in Atlanta. Though he has a reputation for being mild-mannered, Gregory has been more outspoken in this time of heightened racial awareness. He criticized President Trump's controversial photo op last spring in front of St. John's Episcopal Church across from the White House, saying the church was egregiously misused and manipulated. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
The UN has ratified a ban on nuclear weapons. 50 countries needed to approve it, and Honduras has put it over the threshold. The treaty to prohibit nuclear weapons takes effect in 90 days, with signatories pledging not to develop, test, or store nuclear weapons. The U.S. and NATO allies oppose the treaty. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.